Welcome to the BizWiz Podcast, where we connect today's business leaders, entrepreneurs, and new media influencers with you. The format of this show is quick interview style, finding out what made our guests an expert in their space and sharing their story and lessons learned in the process. Each BizWiz episode will shorten your entrepreneurial learning curve and help you grow your business. Become a BizWiz by listening to BizWiz. All right, let's get wise with your host, Doug Sandler.
Paula Brown of Chelightful is a heartist, a graphic facilitator, and a purpose coach who draws out literally and figuratively the what heartfelt story for authentic leaders, empowering them to put the heartbeat back into their lives and their business. And I'll tell you something, she did a sketch for me, and it definitely was very cool and totally got me in a matter of about 5 seconds of looking at it. I'm thinking, she's totally got me, and she may not even know me, but she got me. With her sketch questing, she helps leaders dive into finding, communicating, and prospering from their core purpose value, using both intuition and strategic process. Paula's sketch questing and purpose coaching gets her clients into clarity. Welcome, Paula, to the BizWiz Podcast.
Hi, Doug. It's so great to be here. Thank you very much.
I was excited to meet you at the New Media Summit. I was even more excited, although we did have a great time together at the New Media Summit, just seeing the end result work of what you actually do. So I'm hoping you might be able to take a couple of moments and share what you do and why you do it, Paula.
Sure. Well, my story is illustrating other people's stories very quickly from the heart of what they do and their passion and their purpose. And actually, that story of doing this sprung from my heart stopping. Wow. I've actually died, visited my father, and I was sent back, told to find purpose. And so my story really started by my heart stopping and came back and did many years of investigating why this happened and who I am and what I am. And it turns out that I help people voice their purpose and their passion in their business by showing visual stories. So that birthed my purpose. And ever since I died, I'm helping other people live by their purpose.
That's incredible. Just understanding the reason that I did not realize that that's exactly what happened to you. My brother had I don't know if it's a near death experience or a new life experience, one way or the other. It definitely his heart also stopped. So share, like, can you just take us back to that day just for a moment, just so we can live that moment with you for a moment? Is it too sensitive to talk about, or are you okay with sharing it?
No, it actually took me 10 years to share it with people. And in that 10 years, I did a lot of research and, I had an aneurysm that, broke in the main artery going to my stomach and pretty much lost all my blood, ended up in a hospital ICU with a very fun ambulance guy named Jeff. We were joking around about it and went into surgery, and as they were putting me under, I heard code blue and zip, off I went down the proverbial tunnel into the light, saw a lot of different things, felt a lot of different things. And all of a sudden my father stepped out in front of me and said, stop, you must go back. And I looked at him and he says, you must go back. You must find purpose. And then boom, I was back in my body on the operating table in a lot of pain. Grabbed the doctor and said, why the heck, terse terms than that, why the heck did you bring me back? And ever since then, I've had a natural ability to read thoughts, minds, and whatnot, because I'm a telepath and an empath at the same time. So I discovered that at the time as I was being an art director, creative director for massive ad agencies in the East Coast. So I was put on new business and I could find and feel the essence of what they needed to express in their brand to take them to the next step. I've been using a lot of invisible talents and visible talents, and the combination of them both seem to create clarity for the people I work for in a natural, intuitive way. It took me a long time to express what I just expressed, but I believe that near-death term is a misnomer. You die and you go someplace and you experience unconditional love and passion for what you do. I was brought back to say that.
That's amazing. What an incredible story. And so can you make the connection a little bit more clear? So tell me how finding your purpose helps other people find their purpose.
Right. By finding the heart of what I was all about and being instructed to do that went in for me to become a soul purpose coach with Tim Kelly and also to guide brand essences in business, big international firms for large agencies into their essence. So in order to dive into your purpose, you have to leave behind the mind. And when you dive into your heart, you discover your what. And so my purpose is to find that core really, really super fast. And you do that by getting rid of all the extra stuff that your mind or competitors tell you to do and to act and to template. Your heart is based on your own unique purpose. You are not a template. You're unique. It's the, what you would call it, nice guys. It's the basic nice of you.
Yeah.
And what you speak and how you speak it. And so therefore, if you are doing business on purpose, you're finding your direction, your true north, you are finding your way, your unique path, and you will absolutely positively attract and magnetize the audience that is your audience to serve and to find their what.
So Paula, tell me how Sketch Quest does that, or tell me, about what Sketch Quest is, and then maybe you can share how they come about doing that for customers.
Sure. I grew up in the ad industry drawing storyboards for TV campaigns. And so sketch questing is really drawing out literally quick sketch for your words and how you communicate your big ideas. And so with a quick sketch, you use a series of visual language. It's a visual story of what you're speaking, of what you're putting out there, and what you're writing. I think 60,000 times faster is a picture to communicate your ideas, your process to your team. It's also, we present 80% and input 80% of our story through visual context now. And so it makes sense to do visual stories. And so sketch questing is actually a visual storyboard of your ideas and your processes. So you can print it out, show it to other people. And I've got this cool 1 hour sketch quest that you ask one question about where you're stuck or what you're having problems communicating with or what you want to share. And we have a conversation and then you get an 8 to 10 page black and white sketch of the summary and you can share it and there's no assumptions. It's with words and with other forms of communications with hearing. You get a lot of assumptions with pictures. It's absolutely the universal language that people speak in from different countries, different affiliations, different dialects. You are clear and focused on how you communicate when you give these sketches to people. And they're real quick little sketches, so they're non-intimidating and they're fun.
Totally, totally,
yeah.
totally agree with you. So you got the guy or the woman that is listening to this podcast right now, and they're saying, hey, I'm frustrated, I'm stalled. If I can know and talk about my vision, why can't my company just see and understand? Why can't my partners know and see and understand? And why can't the teams that I work with understand it as clearly as I see it? So share how that comes very focused and clear using the process that you have in place.
Most of the times, people assume that people already know their idea because they're so entrenched in it and they're so focused. Well, I bring it down to kindergarten with these sketches. And so what we do is I hear out what people's ideas are, and then I immediately just start drawing what the key focus is so people can communicate them. A lot of times people leave out important words, sentences, because they're talking college talk, and you need to talk kindergarten talk to people to really get them on board.
Yeah, you totally agree. I always tell everybody that's having conversation with me, if you just boil it down into third grade science, I probably
right.
will understand you. If you take it any higher than that, it's a good chance you're going to be leaving me on the
yeah.
street here.
So we're talking grade school, kindergarten here. And when you get really complex ideas, it's hard to talk that way because you already know it all. So the frustration is that you know it, but nobody else around you knows it. And you just get everybody stuck, frustrated, and leaving your company and going off with part of your idea and creating their own ideas. And if you can get it off the ground with a foundation of clear, clear, clear focus communication by bringing the key points down to kindergarten talk, which is a picture. you're actually putting your purpose into pictures by doing this. And you can just give it out to your teams, your partners, your venture capitalist people, and they know right now tech companies are actually needing to have comic book type of situations, you know, to give to their people so they can understand, so the angels can invest in them. So I step in, do the framework in the pictures so people can understand these complex ideas. As an example, I did an incubator sketch quest for a company that was working with four different languages in Sweden about a new crazy high-tech thing that is very top secret. And their complaint was that nobody could communicate with each other. So I stepped in, did a couple of sketch quests, and all of a sudden they started communicating because they could pass the pictures around. And it was a big success.
So tell me how, all right, so let's break it again down into actionable steps here. What is the process? What does it look like in order for someone to actually engage in what you do? Do they send you ideas? Do you go out and do research on them? What's that look like?
We start out with a discovery session about what your needs are, because a lot of times people's desires and wants are way different than what they need. And so we start there and we have a discussion and they send me in different questions. We meet face to face or on Skype or Zoom or even through email. And it's pretty intuitive. I'm one of these people that can fulfill people's sentences, which is quite embarrassing at times. So, you know, if you know that about me, you really watch what you say. So basically we have a conversation and it's all about the conversation. And at that point I can point out, you know, some of the things I hear, and then they can point out some of the things they must have. And it's a real collaborative partnership to get one of these things going. And I do this for people's summits. I do summaries and they send me a copy deck for their talks or their summaries, or I just sit down and I listen. Listening is a key skill here. And I just start sketching and then I produce a summary that can go to their people after their brainstorming meetings and after their wonderful classes and workshops. And it facilitates pre, during, and post event for your talks, your workshops, and also your communications on the C-suite. Works really good with the C-suite. You know, if you're having problems with your brand, communicating your brand all the way down the line, you can do a sketch quest in your C-suite to make sure that, hey, everybody in charge is on board and they're saying the same things. You can't imagine how confusing this stuff can get for companies.
Totally agree. I can see it for use in so many different departments, whether it's somebody in HR that's trying to get a message out, somebody in sales that's trying to develop a message for their clients, somebody in marketing that's trying to boost their brand. There are so many different opportunities. What's the ideal environment for you to walk into, do you say?
A place where people are really stuck. That's the ideal environment. And people go to retreats because they're stuck and they want to evolve their personal life or their business life. It's all about people with big ideas that need to get, you know, release the hounds. You know, we need to get our ideas out. And most of the times, the ideal situation for me is working for leaders and influencers. Because once you go to the top tier, you can influence all the way down with what your ideas are, the good you can bring out of it, the results you can show. And getting to that leader group is very, very important because they have the voice to trickle down.
That sounds incredible. If somebody was interested in getting a hold of your services, is there a spot on or a website that they could go to get more information?
Sure. I'm at www.chilightful.com. It's C-H-I-L-I-G-H-T-F-U-L. It's like delightful only with energy. There you go.
what a great way of saying it. And we'll make sure that we put a link in the show notes, nice guy community and BizWiz community. If you are listening to this, make sure that you just click on the show notes. Right behind the show notes will be access to to Paula's website as well. I understand that she may also have at this point a little free gift that she is, that she's giving away. We'll make sure if that is indeed the case that we put a link in the show notes for that, that as well. Any final pieces of advice or words of wisdom to our BizWiz community, Paula?
Yes. I really encourage everybody who's got a frustrated point or a stuck point to really look in, whether it's with me or somebody else, really dive into finding out your what, because that is your foundation, and you spring forth from your foundation in your business, and you're going to achieve, you're going to succeed, and you're going to make the world a better place. And I just can't tell you enough about how people really turn on the dime and get a better life all the way around, business and life, by really finding their what and their purpose.
I can tell you just from personal experience in dealing with Paula, not only is she fast at turning around the work that she does, but it's impactful. The tweets that I've put out with the couple of photos that she has and sketches that she has put together for me consistently rank among the highest ones that I get clicks for. You know, that's kind of what it's all about, is converting people that have some interest in my brand into either prospective buyers or buyers of my services. And it's great, Paula, the stuff that you do. It actually, from personal experience, I will tell you, it definitely works. So you have a winning testimonial from one podcast host, so it's me.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, Doug. And I just love what you're doing with the Nice Guys. I totally believe in what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Paula. Good karma goes around. So thank you for saying, thank you for saying nice things. BizWiz community, thank you so much again. We'll make sure that we put links in the show notes for all of Paula's work and having access to her website from our show notes as well. Thanks again, Paula, for participating.
Yes. Thank you.
Want to learn more about our BizWiz guest today? Check out the show notes for contact information and get wiser starting right now. Are you someone that would be a perfect fit for our BizWiz podcast? Tell us your idea at bizwizpodcast.com/pitch. Everyone that pitches will be given a special gift just for pitching the show. Free access to Doug Sandler's Be a Wiz Bootcamp. Until next time, get wiser and become a BizWiz. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, it's Doug Sandler, and guess what? I'm looking for guests to feature on the BizWiz podcast and the Nice Guys on Business podcast as well. It can be you. But it gets even better. Me and 39 of my friends with podcasts are looking for guests too, and we are all getting together this April in San Diego for one specific reason: to meet you. Hosts from shows like Read to Lead, Conscious Millionaire, The Solopreneur Hour, and many others will be at a brand new conference called the New Media Summit, where you're guaranteed to have private meetings with 40 icons of influence. If you're ready to pitch, we're ready to listen. Leave with bookings in hand that conference. The conference takes place April 13th through 15th in San Diego, and attendance is limited to just the first 150 people. And as of today, less than 70 tickets remain available. If you want massive visibility for you and your business, come to the New Media Summit. Collectively, we reach millions of people every month, and we want to help you get the visibility you deserve. Visit newmediasummit.net for more information and to reserve your ticket. That's newmediasummit.net. I hope to see you there.